Genimation is primarily a better way of solving problems that we found out. That we found out that you could basically take any specific problem, and this was primarily focused towards marketing, because initially I had taken several processes that I had learned. In fact, one that I had learned with you called Synectics, and I had tried marketing with that, and I didn't have a lot of success for a variety of different reasons, and I started to look at the dynamic of the process itself and why it wasn't working and certain things like that. And so it was from trial and error over the past 6 years of trying different areas and things that I have been trained in, and I've been trained in about 17 different disciplines, that I finally came up with a hybrid of a variety of different pieces that actually culminated into a process that I could document that actually afforded us that 100% of the time I could insert somebody's problem into this process that we coined Genimation and actually produce a really, really powerful solution.
So tell me, why does it produce a better solution?
Right. We believe the reason why it produces a better solution, Mike, is this area called, you know, hyperfocus. And what hyperfocus is it, and it's not one of those type of coined words that, or, you know, a marketing term. It's actually something that we found out that when a group of people culminate together, like, you know, they get together in a room, what usually happens in a traditional or standard brainstorming session is many people have their own agendas, they have their own things going on, and various meetings are going on within the meetings. I'm sure you've experienced that. And what happens very often is in a brainstorming session like that, there's a lot of competition going on and things like this. Well, what we found out, what Genimation does, it once you like find out what the task is and you start looking at what those particular elements are, we found out that through the process itself, through Genimation, through the actual, you know, contents or the elements that we actually take people through, it produces this thing called hyperfocus, where that everybody's energies, everybody's mind, and everybody's focus is all on one target. Like, and what they start seeing is they don't start seeing like the target, they start seeing what we call possibility. Like, as opposed to saying like, oh, we're solving this problem, what happens when hyperfocus is they go beyond what we call, you know, solving the problem, because it actually takes them, you know, into this area called, wow, we had no idea that these answers or these ideas were possible because we never even thought of them before. And they would have never existed unless you'd taken them through this process to start with.
So you come up with a better solution, and I'm convinced of that.
Yeah, you absolutely come up with a better, and I think a lot of it is because of the people that are in the room, the commitment that's there, and finally, I think that it's really the facilitation of the process itself and actually looking at, you know, how to actually manage people. Genimation manages people in a way that's just absolutely just extraordinary, because it actually gives people the ability to have breakthrough and performance in like groups like normally they wouldn't have. And it's obtained, and usually by doing it like this, what ends up happening is that they increase their productivity like 10 to 100 times of what they could normally ever develop on by themselves. And by doing it as a group and or as a team, what ends up happening is that they start embracing these solutions in order to create the commitments, in order to like take these solutions and put them into deployment, which very often is one of the areas that I found and you found, Mike, and everybody finds that, you know, wow, we got all these great ideas, and people come up with great ideas in brainstorming, and it falls apart.
Yeah, and then that was my second point, is that generally speaking, a good idea isn't worth anything.
Right.
Unless you have a team or at least a leader committed, and I think that's what came out of the session, is that people are so much more committed. And I think you just answered that question. You said that they're, you know, since they embrace the solution, it becomes their solution, doesn't it?
Right. It becomes their solution, their ownership. And what's different between Genimation and what I would call typically a traditional brainstorming process or a pure type of process is that it's up to the facilitator of the Genimation itself to actually direct where this particular process is going. Meaning that it's very important that it stays on track in order to produce the result that we're actually looking for, because I'm sure people have been involved in brainstorming sessions before of some other nature that they just went off in the right field and never came back. and actually solve the wrong problems. And it was, we found out that it was really critically important in the process of developing marketing around marketing from acquisition and looking for new customers, trying to create loyalty and trying to create distinctions and uniquenesses and trying to create why we're unique and why we're different and how that's going to be communicated to the marketplace, all the way down to the acquisition or to the retention, to where we have customer service and how do you create the loyalty to the brand and those type of things, was that we had to direct it into that, and we had to drill it down within the creative process itself. And that's very different than a lot of creative processes, because it sounds like it might add a constraint to it, but I found out and we discovered that it doesn't at all. In fact, if anything, it allows it to explode more, because it takes them down like that tunnel, and on the other end, they're finding out an abundance of more ideas they would never thought about around that, like that channel might be a good way to explain it as well. You know, that they actually get to see those type of things. And I think those are some of the elements that, you know, we discovered through working several businesses through these particular processes that actually, you know, afforded them to produce the results they did with Genimation, whereas they told me before they would have never, ever been able to solve this, ever.
Now, what do you, talk about some of your more successful, they've all been successful. Let's talk about some of the examples of what people went in with and what they came out with.
Sure. You know, one of the companies that we were really, enjoyed working with a lot was a company up in Denver. And in fact, Mike, was the impetus with InfoNow. And that was actually looking at it through the Genimation that we actually developed from our end, in looking for and just exploring a way about how to communicate to the task was how do you communicate to the CEO level of the Fortune 500? And when that was first posed to us, that was like a daunting task, because nobody's been really successful at doing that. In fact, they had spent an enormous amount of money trying to reach them without too much success, with some prior activities, and they wanted to find out and discover a mechanism that would actually create a connection to them, because they were in the internet type of, I don't know, remember when all that was flowing and everything was hot and everybody had the greatest idea. Well, the market was really noisy, and so they couldn't find a way to get noticed. And so one of the things that we decided to do was, in the process of the development of, you know, looking at it from a standpoint of how do you reach the CEOs of the Fortune 500, was one, we had to have a really hot package. And secondly, out of that was that they came up with these ideas around, okay, so what's a hot package? Well, they had to communicate something that, you know, there was like, you know, this company thought they did 8 different things, and we finally got them down to focus that, look, let's communicate this one particular area. And so we really focused on developing that this is what it was that they were going to do around, and they actually managed conflict management with brands and with dealers and things, similar to whether they should go direct on the internet, because they had these large dealer and distribution networks like Levi Strauss or Panasonic. They all sell on a dealer level, and then they say, well, okay, well, how are we going to manage this on the internet too, so that people can buy from our website? And they managed this, but they didn't know how to communicate this, because the decision was made at the CEO level. So what we did was, we came up with this out of the Genimation process. We came up with this idea, and this concept was, well, let's communicate this visually through a multimedia type of package. And many of us have seen those, like on a CD-ROM and that type of thing. But secondly, what was more important, it wasn't that so much, but what was really important was the device and what was created and how to deliver that. And that was what we called a smart box, is actually what came out of it. And what a smart box was we took that multimedia campaign, we downloaded it onto a Macintosh computer, we put the Macintosh computer inside of a Halliburton spy case, put a Nokia cell phone there, and programmed InfoNow's salespeople's phone numbers in there, and we put it into a FedEx box. And this was the crux of the whole thing, was that instead of sending it to the CEO, we shifted to the champion of the whole campaign was actually the assistants and the secretaries of the CEOs, because they're the ones that actually make the decisions. They're the people that sit there and, you know, everybody tries to get by them. They're called the gatekeepers. And so instead of by making them the champion, and so we hired a couple salespeople and they called them up, women actually, and they called up these assistants and saying, look, I'm Lisa with InfoNow. I'd like to be able to send you a package to describe our company. We'd like for you to take a look at it. And if you think it's worthy for your boss to see it, please take it in and show it to him. If not, please call us and we'll have the package sent up. That'd be fine. And like 99% of the people or the women that they called said, yes, that'd be great. What was interesting was because, see, nobody had ever asked them to be the champion, which was actually the distinction of it. And secondly, when they got this package and they opened up this Halliburton spy case and they saw this computer in there and it said, open me, and they opened it up and pushed the button and watched this 5-minute show, they'd never seen anything like that in their lives. And so they pick up the box and go running into the CEO's office telling him, you have to see this, you have to see this. And what was interesting was that I think the numbers came out. I think we generated like $24 million worth of new sales. And I think it was like, I don't know, 90 days or something of that nature, which had never been done before. And we had the penetration to a level to be able to create the awareness from the standpoint of, you know, how people viewed InfoNow and how people viewed that company. Number one, they have this new technology. And then here, look how they're marketing. You know, this is a absolutely creative and unique way of how to market. And yet, that never existed before that day. And that's what made it so unique. That whole process, a whole design, the whole integration never existed before going through the Genomation process. So what I invite people to explore always, Mike, and you know this as well as I do, is that you don't know what's possible until, yeah, sure, you put yourself in a room, and those of us who've been through those, what I call those touchy-feely meetings, and you brainstorm for a whole day, and then you're over with, and everybody goes off their separate ways, and nothing really happens. Genomation actually like created that within the scope of a day. And many times with many of our clients, we've been able to generate it like in 2 days. And so what we're finding out is more clients are discovering the power that would exist within their own organizations if they had the ability to be able to access their people and they had a process as powerful as Genomation, and because it allows their people to buy off on it, to invent it, buy off on it, and then deploy it because it comes with a deployment plan too. So I think, too, what's that, Mike?
That's terrific.
And, you know, I think also what was interesting, too, we had a stockbroker down in Atlanta, Georgia, and down in Savannah. And most people know that the stock brokerage type of industry is very much of a commodity. You know, stockbrokers are a dime a dozen. You know, they're everywhere. I'm sure you would agree. And they all call you. And what do you do when they call you? Most people hang up. Yeah, or don't even take the call. I'm not interested. And this gentleman came to us, and his pain was you know, he came from Merrill Lynch, and he was creating this new independent type of brokerage house, and he had all these ideas and things, and he was very successful into his own right, but he had a problem. He didn't have a way to be able to communicate what he did, well, what does a broker do? What does a stockbroker do? And he wanted to access a high-end market. And so one of the things we discovered was that we put Dick, his name was Dick McAllister, McAllister and Associates, and we put him through him and his team through the Genomation process. And it was described, it's a 2-day process, and they come into the room for the first day, and we start the imagination process, and they start inventing and developing. And through all of those 2 days, what starts happening is people start seeing themselves differently. They start viewing themselves differently. In fact, one of the secretaries started to view herself as like, gee, I could be the president of this firm. She really did. And she goes, I can help execute this. I can make this happen. And so these people started to take ownership in ways that they'd never seen before because as a result of the process of taking them through this. Well, what they invented was something really extraordinary. They were on they actually lived on an island called Skidaway Island, which is right off of Savannah, and there's a development there called the Landings. Well, the Landings in the island only has one road off and one road on this island. And what was interesting was that we wanted to get attention of the people that lived there, and the reason why was the average net worth of anybody that lived on that island was about $5 to $10 million, and which was the perfect target market for a broker. What was also interesting was that there was only one other stockbroker that was in this little shopette area on that island, which was the only shopette area that they had, and the rest was all homes and three PGA golf courses. So what we decided to do was I had, as part of the result of the Genimation, what came out of the marketing plan was we had Dick, one of the things we said we built a building on that road so that the visual impact of people driving by would see this building. And this building was built like a Georgia mansion type of thing. And in order to get people excited about it, there was a little magazine that went to every home on that island. And so while the building was being built, we took an architectural rendering of the building. We call it the McAllister Financial Center is coming close to you, or is coming near to you, or anyway. And so each time, what to demonstrate the features of the building and what was going to be in it is that we put these blanks in the ad. It was a two-page ad, showed the building, and we put these blanks in there and say, if you become a customer or a client of Dick McAllister's, this is what you get. And we had all these blanks, and each week we would fill in the blank. Like, you get access to a 2,000-square-foot seminar room for all your group functions and things. You get your own office. You get your golf cart charger. You get to borrow a golf cart if yours is broken, because everybody rode around in golf carts on this thing. And so on and so forth. And so what people started to see was that every week this thing would come out, and they'd see this building, and people started calling Dick at his other office. They found out where he lived. And was saying, well, when is this thing coming and when is it being built? Well, we saw the foundation going in. Well, we're excited and things. Well, as the buildup started to build, another thing we decided to do was that we wanted to invite people in a very unique way. So we thought, well, you know, if we could get everybody on the island to come to a party, we might be able to introduce ourselves to them. So we bought and we purchased, I think we invited 500 people to this party with using CZ diamonds. And we had these diamonds hand-delivered to the homes with an invitation saying, little CZs, little zirconiums, with the chances of winning a real diamond, a real $10,000 stone. Well, what was interesting... come to the party, and it's a black tie affair, and so on and so forth. So anyways, we sent out 500 invitations, and 800 people RSVP'd, because we told them to bring a friend. And it was like, and Dick had told me, people don't go to parties that live on this island. They just don't, like, socialize like that. Well, obviously, that wasn't true. And so everybody wanted to win this diamond. You know, these guys make enough money by 100 of those. But that wasn't the point. The point was people like to have fun and things. So anyways, they came to the... to this black tie affair, and people all were clutching their diamonds. We gave away this $10,000 stone that we actually had a jeweler give to us. We helped advertise, cross-advertise with them. And we requested referrals from these people, and we built this whole system out of this Genimation. Well, what the results were was we generated $142 million worth of sales in 1 year. In fact, actually, that was within 6 months. It was a year was the whole campaign, but in 6 months, we generated $142 million worth of sales. In fact, Mike, Genimation is responsible in the last 6 years alone that generated over $1.5 billion worth of new revenues for, you know, mid-tier type businesses. And people are starting to catch on, and they're asking a lot of questions about Genimation, and they're wanting to find out more about it because it's getting tough out there. I don't know what you're finding out, but...
No, it's interesting. I'm in the, you know, I represent 1,200 bicycle shops across the country as part of a, you know, a CEO of a cooperative. How do you think you could, how would the Genimation help these guys?
Well, you know, what we would do, Mike, how it would help them is we'd be able to produce the accurate solutions to what it is that they're looking for. What's interesting, people say, well, what am I going to get out of a Genimation? Like, give me the answers. Well, I don't have the answers. If I had them, we wouldn't need to go through the process. But what we would do is we would take probably the top, you and probably four or five of your executives. We'd take some mid-tier management people, and then we'd also take a bunch of your bike dealers, and we would put them into a room for 2 days. And we would actually identify the specific tasks relative to what it is that we want to solve. We would actually engage them through this process and start driving them through these marketing processes to produce a way of about, I would assume, that the cooperative is trying to grow and get more bike dealers. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so what we would do...
Not for the cooperative. I'm talking about for them...
For the bike dealers themselves. Yeah, and we can you know, Genimation has built turnkey you know, programs for franchises. For example, like Pac-Mail, we did most of the Pac-Mail franchises. And what was interesting was corporately they wanted to figure out how to grow. Well, we figured out through the Genimation process, well, in order for them to grow, we have to help grow their franchises. Well, everybody knows that. That's not like a secret. But what the issue was that, okay, well, how do we actually grow the franchises? Well, how do we market the franchises? Well, you know, we do national advertising, we do co-op advertising. What's wrong with these people? Why aren't they making fortunes? And what we discovered was that a lot of the franchisees are the smaller type, you know, mom and pops around the country. And one guy might own 30 of them, one guy might own one, they might own 100. Was that they didn't have the marketing skills necessary in order to produce what it was that corporate was seeking. And so we actually built this really outrageous way to create relationship marketing type of programs within the franchises so that it was like neighborhood focused and that they'd actually like become a neighborhood type of Pac-Mail store. And this store was like their responsibility was to own within a 5-mile radius every single residential customer and commercial customer within the 5 miles. And when you think about that, it like sounds, well, you know, that's, well, what's so great about that? Well, it's huge, because if you multiply that times 1,000, you know, or 500 or 1,000 franchisees all doing the same thing, imagine what happens to your brand equity, you know, just from that standpoint. Because, you know, they're trying to build their brand equity through their advertising. Well, that's fine. We don't, you know, you don't have to stop your advertising. But what, when you start building it through word of mouth and you start building it through, you know, this thing called this building this relationship. And that's what we did, was we built these entire campaigns all through the relationship model, which we think that retail needs to go to. And I think that retail is missing out on that ability, is that they have not been doing relationship marketing, and they need to.
Yeah, I think that makes a great deal of sense.
You know, so
where did Genimation come from?